Gemara says on top, Tanan Hosum. We learned the Gemara Mishnah in Shkolim that says, Behemo shenimtsas mi Yerushalayim lemigdal eder. If somebody finds a behemoth, an animal, outside Yerushalayim, this distance from Yerushalayim to Migdal Eder, which was a city right outside Yerushalayim. Or else any way, any side outside Yerushalayim, if you find a behemoth, either inside Yerushalayim, or else right outside Yerushalayim, with this radius of this distance between Yerushalayim and this city, Migdal Eder, so we have to be afraid that the animal is a korban, because most of the animals in Yerushalayim are korbanos. So if you find an animal there, the question is, what can you do with it? So it says halacha there that zechorim, if you find a male, a zechorim is oilus. You have to bring a korban oil from it. That's the havamina. Zechorim is oilus. If you find a zachor, an animal that's a zachor, you have to bring it for a korban oil. Nikevus, if you find a nikeva in Yerushalayim or right outside it, zibchei shlamim. For that, you have to bring a korban shlamim. Because Nekeva cannot be brought for Korban Ola. A Korban Ola is only a Zohar. Marshenk and a Korban Shlomim could be brought from a Nekeva. Therefore, if you find an animal in a Nekeva, we say it's a Korban Shlomim. So Mari has the question, Elos Chorim Ola Su Dehevei Zivche Shlomim Lehevei. Like, how could you tell me a Chorim, if you find males, they're only a Korban Ola? True, it could be a Korban Ola. But maybe it was a Korban Shlomim. A Korban Shlomim could be brought either from a Zohar or from a Nekeva. So how could you tell me if you find Zohorim, you're supposed to bring it for Korban Shlomim, you have to be afraid maybe it's a Korban Ola. So the Marian says, Amar Rabbi Shia Hocha B'ma Hocha, no, we're talking about over here. Bebo L'choi B'demehen Askinen. We're talking about if somebody now wants to take the value of this animal and like be poydirit. He wants the animal to go L'chulin and he'll put the Kedusha onto money. Now the question is, what do you have to do with this money? What type of a korban should you buy with this money? This is what it means to say the Mishnah. Chayshinon shema oilos. If you find a zohar, we have to be afraid maybe it was a korban oilo. But maybe it was also a korban shlamim. Therefore, like with the money, you have to buy two separate korbanos. And one you have to bring for korban oilo, and one you have to bring for korban shlamim. Rashi says, Kloima, ihi vadai le korva. The animal itself you do not bring for korban. Vochikom, this is what the Mishnah means to say. In bo odam ze lasas lo takono. If a person wants to do something, or bo le kabal atzmoi choyva kol domeho, and he wants to take it upon himself that the money of it should be bought for korbanis, shu besofik lo ipsia le chulin, o le haktish es domeho, he wants the animal itself to go le chulin. We'll soon see how we can do that. But with the money, he wants the money to be have the Kedusha on it. So therefore it's like this. In Zohar, if the animal was a Zohar, Nizchayim af b'dmei oyla. That's what the Mishnah is teaching us. He has to also buy the korban oyla with this money. The chashino and shem oyla saying, we're afraid maybe the animal was also a korban oyla. So therefore he has to buy a korban oyla and a korban shlamim. Mashenkin, if you find in the keva, on the keva for sure was not the korban oyla, because you can't bring a korban oyla from the kevas. It was only, maybe it was a shlomim, therefore you only have to bring with the money a korban shlomim. And Rabbi Mehi, I tell you this Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita. Like Rashi says, that we had in our Mishnah before, that Higdish b'mezid mischalo. That Rabbi Meir holds, if you mekadish your wife, b'mezid, with Higdish, the Kedusha nischal. Because even b'mezid, Higdish is mischalo. Therefore, this person, when he finds this animal right now, like he has to take on, most probably a Higdish. So b'mezid is allowed to go be mechalo, to take money and say, listen, I want the kedusha of the animal to go off it onto the money. And he could do this b'mezid. V'yochol zeh liyotzia l'chulin mezid, Rashi says. V'yitovsu hadama mikdushosam. And the money will receive the kedusha of the animal. V'yidei tenai, and because of a condition he'll make now, yovi shnei damim. He'll bring like two pairs of money like. Echad liyerlo, one value will be for korban oilo. V'yechad l'shlamim, one will be for korban shlamim. V'yoyma, the person will say, let's say the animal is worth $100. So he's going to have to take now $200 here. And say like this, on 100 he has to say, im oilehi, if the first animal was a korban oilo, harei mischal azu, I want the kedusha to go off it onto this money that's worth $100, and I'll buy a korban oilo with it. V'yasheni, the second $100, yehei shalmin adava. even though I'm also going to buy a korban shlamim, that should be just a nedava. I want namachuyev to bring the shlamim. And that'll make it kind of the opposite way. What about v'yim shlamim he? Let's say the animal that he found was really a korban shlamim. So then he says, harehi mechuleles al shel shlamim. The animal that I'm bringing now for korban shlamim, that should be meschal, the gedusha should go off the first animal onto this one. And therefore, even though I'm bringing a second animal for korban oila, the hashen l'nedavas l'nidvas oila. The second animal should be the nedavar only. So the kitzah, this is what the person should do. He should be meschalo, take the kedusha off this animal, put it onto the money, and therefore with the money he buys two sets of behemoths, one for korban oila, one for korban shlamim. So it goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita, the yomer that says, hegish b'mezid meschalo. So now the Gemara asks a few questions. The first question you really should ask the moral later is, it's an avera to do? True, Rabbi Meir says, b'mezid, if somebody's meschalo, the kedusha goes off it. But who says you're allowed to do it? It's an avera to do it. So how can we tell this person that finds a behema will give him an etzah to do an avera? Usually we don't tell you to do that. So that's the Gemara on Amud Beis, we'll ask the question. But so far the Gemara asks, even if the person wants to do it, but the kedushas haguf, min eschalo, so something that has the kedushas haguf on it, could you take it off through chulin, through mischalo? In other words, here this animal, we're afraid, maybe it was a korban oila, maybe it was a korban shlamin. So if it was a korban, this animal, it has a kedushas haguf. The guf of the animal is kaddish, that you have to bring it on the mizbeach, the makavid l'Hashem. And the klal is something that has a kedushas haguf, there's no din milaron, it's not yotz l'chulin. So even according to Rabbi Meir, how could you take the kedusha off the animal? For your Tanan, we learned the Mishnah in Mila that says, "Ein moyel acha moyel b'mekdoshim." By regular mekdoshim, regular hegdish, you can't be over the Issa moyel twice, because the first person that's over the Issa Mila, it automatically goes out lechulin, so it's not hegdish anymore. So the second person will not be over the Issa Mila. Ella, where's the only case that the kedusha still remains upon the animal? The behema only by an akorban. By a korban there, even though the first one has hanor from it, he's over the istamila, but the kedusha does not go off the behema. The behema, the kedusha still remains, it's not mischal, it doesn't come into chulin. Therefore, the second one that has hanor from it is also over the istamila. Uba kli sharis bovad, who did if you have a kli sharis? You have a kli that has a kedusha saguf on it. It was kaddish for the mizbeach to be used. A kli sharis, they use it to mekabel the dam with it for other purposes. So this has a kedusha saguf. Here we say, even though somebody takes this cup and drinks from it, uses it, has hanor from it, even though he's over the yisamila, but the cup itself is not yotzel chulin. The kedusha does not go off it. Case of what's the case? Hoyereichav agabe behema. Let's say somebody took a korban oila and he started to ride on it. Bo chaveru v'rochav. Then his friend came and also rode on top of this korban oila. Bo chaveru v'rochav. Then a third person came and also had enjoyment from this animal, this korban oila. The halacha is kula mamalu. All three of them are over the yisamila. Even though usually we say when the first person is over the yisamila, if you would take something, a hammer that belongs to Hegdish, and you'll have enjoyment from it, so we say it's yotzel lechulin. As soon as you have enjoyment from it, it goes out lechulin, the kedusha goes off it. So therefore the second person, when he has enjoyment from it, there won't be an yisamila. But over here, by Kedusha Saguf, we say not like that. By Kedusha Saguf, either it's a carbon, or else it's a Kli Sharis, the Kedusha always remains on it. The Kedusha does not go off, even though you mischal, even though you have Hanor from it, the Kedusha does not go off it. Therefore, it's a kash, how could the Mishnah Shkolim say, if somebody finds this animal, he has a suffix, whether it's a carbon oil or a carbon shlamim, so the Yetzer is what's saying now, be mischal it on money, let the Kedusha go off the animal onto the money. And with this money you buy two sets of kavanis, how could you take the kedusha off the animal by a kedusha's haguf? The kedusha doesn't come off. The same thing, shaisa b'koshel zov. If one person drinks from this golden cup that the kli sharis, bo chaveru, then his friend comes and also v'shaisa, also drinks from this cup. Bo chaveru v'shaisa, then the third person comes and drinks from the same golden cup that has kedusha on it. The locker is kula malu. All three of them are over the yisamila. Because on the kli sharis, which is a kedusha saguf, the kedusha does not go off. It's not in the chalal, you can't take the kedusha off a kedusha saguf. So how could we say, yeah, this animal, you could take the kedusha off. It's a kasha. So my answer is, I'll tell you, no. Hahi Rabbi Yehudahi, ho Rabbi Meir. I tell you that the Mishnah Mila says by kedusha saguf. the Kedusha does not go off. That's maybe only according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Now, Allah, we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that the Nezid, the cloud is no din chilul. You can't be Meschali, not over Nisa Mila, if you have enjoyment of the Nezid. It's only B'shaydig. B'shaydig by mistake, when you take something that belongs to Hegdish, and you have enjoyment from it, so then Rabbi Yehuda says it's Yotze L'chulin. So since according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only Meschal, only goes L'chulin, when you do it B'shaydig, not if you do it the Nezid. So therefore, the Nezid, you can't be Meschalul. So this halach in Masechta Mila that says by a Kedusha Saguf, you can never get the Kedusha off, that goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. And I'll tell you how Rabbi Meir, the first Mishnah that we had in Shkolim, that says if you find this animal, even though you have a Sofik, maybe it's a Korban Oila, maybe it's a Korban Shlomim, so we're saying you could be Mischalel, take the Kedusha off it, onto the money, that goes according to Rabbi Meir. That Rabbi Meir, now Mishnah says, you could be Mischalel even B'Nezid. Even when you know it belongs to Hegdish, and you take it and you have enjoyment from it, it's Yotzei L'chulin. Therefore, Rabbi Meir says, now Mishnah, if you mekadesh your wife with money of Hegdish, the Kedushin is Chal, even though it's B'Nezid, even though you know what you're doing. Still, we hold B'Nezid, it is Mischal. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. So the Moriyas Kash is, so what though? Mid Rabbi Yehuda, Nishma L'Rabbi Meir. But from Rabbi Yehuda's Svara, we should see that the same reasoning should apply according to Rabbi Meir. In other words, we only have a machlokes that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the mezid, it's not nischalal. If you have enjoyment from hegdish b'mezid, you know it's hegdish, it's not nischalal. It doesn't go out l'chulin. Rabbi Meir says, yes, it goes out l'chulin. That's the only machlokes. But so what? Who says, though, according to Rabbi Meir, a kedusha saguf could go off it? So Gemara asks, mid Rabbi Yehuda nishmal Rabbi Meir. From Rabbi Yehuda, we share the same sphere according to Rabbi Meir. Lavam Rabbi Yehuda. Doesn't Rabbi Yehuda say, Hegish b'shoigig mischalil, that if you have enjoyment b'shoigig by mistake, the Kedusha does go off it. If you take a hammer that belongs to Hegish and by mistake you start banging with it, the Kedusha goes off the hammer and it's Yos L'chulin. Still, Rabbi Yehuda holds, O Kedusha saguf, loy mischalil. But let's say you have an animal, and even b'shoigig, you don't realize that it's a korban, and by mistake you go and ride on it. L'mais, it's not Yos L'chulin. You see, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that regular b'shoigeg, it is mischalu, the Kedusha does go off it. But a special Kedusha, Kedusha Saguf, does not go off. See, if that's the svar according to Rabbi Yehuda, the same svar should apply according to Rabbi Meir also. So the Gemara asks, the Rabbi Meir Nami, even according to Rabbi Meir, we should also say the same svar. Alpha gav the hegdish b'mezid mischalu, true, Rabbi Meir holds even b'mezid. Even though you know it has a Kedusha Saguf, even though you know this money or the hammer is Kodesh, still Rabbi Meir holds if you have enjoyment from it, B'Nezid, it's Yotze L'chulin. Rabbi Meir holds this, but so what? That's only a regular Hegdish. But Kedusha Saguf, Loi Mischala. The same Svara should apply according to Rabbi Meir, that if it has a Kedusha Saguf, it should not be Mischala. Like just like according to Rabbi Yehuda, B'Shegeg, which could take off the Kedusha, it's only a regular Kedusha, not a Kedusha Saguf. So the same svara should apply according to Rabbi Meir also. Even though Rabbi Meir holds the Nezid, you could take off the Kedusha, but maybe only a regular Kedusha, but not a Kedusha Saguf. How could you tell me now that this Mishnah in Shkolim that says you have a right to take the Kedusha off the Korban goes according to Rabbi Meir? Where do you see according to Rabbi Meir that a Kedusha Saguf could go off? So Gemara answers, yes, I'll tell you. Hosom, according to Rabbi Yehuda, true, b'shoigeg is mischalol, but not the Kedusha Saguf. You know why? Loiko mechavon le'afyinu l'chulim. Because it's talking about b'shoigeg. You did not realize that it belongs to Hegdish. So you did not have your mind, your intentions, was not to take the Kedusha off it. So since the chilul that happens b'shoigeg, it's not such a strong chilul. Because you don't have your mind, your intentions to take off the Kedusha. So there it only helps by regular Kedusha and not by Kedusha Saguf. But I tell you, according to Rabbi Meir Shita, but hocho, ko mechavon liafkinu l'chulin, but according to Rabbi Meir, that holds b'nezid, when you know something is hegdish, still if you have intentions, you have in mind to take it for yourself, to have enjoyment from it, b'nezid, you could be mischalul. So I tell you, if mezid helps, that's a stronger thing, b'nezid. So maybe Aima, I'll tell you, no. Yeah, so therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, I'll tell you, the Kedusha Saguf can also go off. Therefore, there's no kasha. This Mishnah in Shkolim that says if you find this animal, you have a right to take the Kedusha off it, goes according to Rabbi Meir. Even though according to Rav Yehuda, you can't take the Kedushas HaGuf off, that's because you're only taking the Kedushas HaGuf off for Shegeg. For Shegeg, we don't realize it, it's not such a strong thing to take off the Kedusha, you can't take off the Kedushas HaGuf. Only a regular Kedusha. But according to Rabbi Meir, that you could be Mischal, you could be Moyel, Benezid, if you know it's Hegish and still you want to take it for yourself, you want to Bedavka take the Kedusha off it, that's a stronger way of taking something off. So then you can even take off a Kedusha Saguf. So maybe the Mishnah Shkolim comes to go to court to Rabbi Meir. The Gemara still says though, Eimer the Shamad of Rabbi Meir, where do we see a court to Rabbi Meir take off the Kedusha Saguf even, maybe only because of the Kedushim? But the Kotshim Kalim Ishamad Lei, where do we see by Kotshim Kalim, also you could do that? Rashi says, the going Kotshe Habayis, Dainu Stam Hegdish, wasn't the Kotshe Kadoshim, the Kuli Abba the Gvoya, the Kotshe Abba the Gabayis. But Kotshim Kalim by a Behema, of which is a Shlomim, where do we see Rabbi Meir holds, you could be Meschal of Benezit? So Mar says, Omala Yehuma Rabbonin, for Rabbi Yaakov Shimei, Rabbi Yaakov said like this, listen, this is a Kal V'chaimah, from this I have a Kal V'chaimah. If you're going to tell me that Kodesh Kadoshim, Mischalim, if you're going to tell me an animal like a Korban Oila, that has a Gedusha Saguf, that's Kodesh Kadoshim, if you take it out of Benezid, if you have enjoyment from a Benezid, you could be Mischal, you could even take off the Gedusha Saguf from the Kodesh Kadoshim, so Kodeshim Kalim L'Koshchein, isn't it for sure a Korban Shlomim that has less Kedusha? It's only a Kotshim Kalim, for sure B'mezid, you could take off the Kedusha. So the kids said, that's Pshar the Mishnah Shkolim, that leave with the Rabbi Meir, when you're Moyel B'mezid, if you have intentions of taking off the Kedusha, you could even take off the Kedusha from a Korban has Kedusha Zaguf. So as Itmanam, we also learned like this, Omer Rabbi Chom Abar Akiva, Omer Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, Oy Mahoy Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir used to say, Hegdish b'mezid mischalo. Hegdish b'mezid, you could be mischal hegdish. B'shege gay mischalo. But b'shege you can't be mischalit. Echad kotche kadoshim, v'yechad kotchem kalim. Kal v'choyma kotche kadoshim mischalim, kotchem kalim lekotchein. So we'll see clearly all these insights we just got from the saying. But if you only moil b'shege, if you don't realize it's a behemah, that's a kodesh, you think this is your own animal, and you go right on it, then you can't be mischal, you can't take off the kedusha saguf, because the kedusha saguf is a strong kedusha. So if you do it b'shegeg, you can't take off the kedusha. Only the nezid, if you know this is a carbon, and still you want to have das to take off the kedusha, then aliba the Rabbi Meir, you can take off the kedusha, whether it's a kodesh kedoshim, a carbon oila, or whether it's kachim kalim, even a carbon shlomim. So Claude, that's what we're saying now, that the Mishnah Shkolim that says you could take off the Kedusha from the Korban Oil or Korban Shlamim goes a little bit to Rabbi Meir. Now the Gemara asks the second question, the question we asked before.